Guys, it is now officially ready to roll. The Two Bears 5K. It is happening, and you can register right now if you go to twobears5k.com. It's going down May 7th.
We have a lot of friends coming, a lot of celebrities, Jelly Roll, Shane Gillis, Tim Dillon, Marg Norman, Cam Haynes, Michelle Wolf. I'm forgetting names. That's how Stavi's going to be there.
They're all going to be there.
If they're going to be at the Netflix The Joke Festival, they'll probably be at our 5K. A big race and then a party. We've got a DJ. It's going to be a fucking
blast. Register right now. Twobears5k.com.
So, like, if you're laying in a bed and you get to pick one dude to come and stand at the foot of your bed naked,
yeah,
is it Leo or Shannon Sharp? It's Shannon Sharp.
Of course.
Naked with that fucking hog.
Yeah.
Just,
and it's going to dump inside of you. Don't forget that.
Blowing loads, and I'm going to hold it in.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to hold it in as long as I can.
Hold it in.
100%.
This episode of Two Bears, One Cave is sponsored by Kettle and Fire Bone Broth, made with all organic ingredients and bones from 100% grass-fed cows and free-range chicken. Kettle and Fire Bone Broth is available at almost any grocery store in the country. It is the cleanest and highest quality bone broth on the market, and it's great for fasting support. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire order when you go to kettleandfire.com/bears and use the code BEARS at checkout. That's kettleandfire.com/bears with code BEARS at checkout for 25% off your entire order. We are back. You're back in town. Welcome back to
it's
Austin.
It's so nice to be in Austin. I fucking love this town.
It's such a great town.
I would
By
hate
the way,
this town if not everyone lived here.
Fucking your your arms look great.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You know, Tom.
I see it.
I wonder how many people, you ever think how many people, what percentage you'd fuck?
What percentage of the population?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's smaller, right? Like you don't want to fuck everybody, do you?
I think my number's probably pretty high.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm like a rescue dog kind of guy. So like, I think there's people I'd have sex with. I go, let's just do it. No, yeah, enjoy it. But then I wonder, I would love to know how many people we should start Raya accounts to see who we could fuck.
It would be cool to see what kind of attention you could get.
Let's do it.
Like, okay.
Let's start Raya accounts.
You think the spouses are going to be cool with this?
They're not going to tell them.
Oh.
Yeah. And we'll start Raya accounts for our wives.
And see how they do?
And just see what they could pull.
I bet they could pull.
I bet they'd be a lot nicer to us when they check their Raya and DMs. Like 53, Pat, swipe. And then they look at us, 51.
Ooh. You know, we should probably just call like our agents or something. Be like, hey, can you just set this up?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, can you set us up?
Raya is the one for like high end people, right?
Yeah, that's the like you got to be accepted in it. And it's
for real?
Yeah, you have to. You don't just sign up.
How do you get a Raya account?
I think you have to get referred or approved.
Do you think you'd be married if you could have swipe fucked people?
What?
Like I'm looking at guys like right now.
Right.
Like let's use who's a single dude? Who's a single comic we know?
I mean, I think we know a bunch.
I don't know any. Sam Rell.
Yeah.
I think he's single.
Okay.
He's not married.
He's not married.
40.
Something like that.
He's never going to get married because he can swipe fuck people. He can just get on his phone.
But he's not like a, he's not a.
He's not a pussy hound.
He likes relationships. He likes, yeah.
Okay. Who's a pussy hound we know? Name top five pussy hound comics who are good pussy hounds. I'll tell you a good pussy hound.
Who?
A guy that's like super sensitive, very, very woke. You know him. Nick Thune.
Oh, God.
He hooks up with fucking
you really want to put
beautiful
that out there?
Women. But he's not a pussy hound, but he like his every chick he's with is like an artist a poet and they have cool tattoos and they have interesting shirts and shoes.
And he's done very well.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
might be over pussy. You know, when those guys like they fuck so much.
Shout out to Nick Thune for being over pussy.
Yeah. That's like, you know what he is? He's the billionaire who wears t-shirt and flip-flops. He's like, I already did all that stuff.
He's in an art exhibit this week. He does art. I actually thought one of the paintings in your conference room was one of his art.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's an artist. Like art now. He still does stand-up. He's a brilliant stand-up.
Yeah.
He had a great joke. I just saw it online. Nick, I'm going to steal your joke. It was online. It's a really good joke.
Oh, it's online. Okay.
It's online. He goes, I don't understand allergies. I'm not even going to do the joke. Okay. Because I'm going to fuck it up and then everyone's going to be like, that's not funny.
I can already tell.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking do the joke.
By the way, I am very healthy and I drink bone broth.
Yeah. I can drink it too. They both gave us a glass.
That's true.
This is the best way. You know what's so funny?
I feel like a gentleman when I drink bone broth.
I love it. In the mornings, it's like my treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like to eat before I work out. I don't know the science about eating before working out, but I do know that if I eat, I'm burping the whole time.
If somebody didn't know anything about us or this show, and somebody just gave them 2-minute clips to listen to of 25 episodes, they would for sure be like, oh, these are fitness gurus? Like, we talk about this all the time, like my workout. And then if somebody sees us, they'd be like, wait, what? Those are the fucking guys talking about their workouts? They don't fucking look like
Are we posers?
No, we're talking about things that we like.
I don't even know the research on bone broth. I just know that when I drink it, I don't feel hungry anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so into broths that, like, if we go to California Chicken Cafe,
I gotta tell you, I like when you threw a little kick in it too.
Yeah, I like to step them up. I love getting we get the boxes from I think it's Fire
Kettle and Fire.
We get the boxes.
That's what this is.
Put them in, and then I'll put them in a pan, and I'll throw bones. I save bones in my freezer. I'll throw bones in there, and I'll let it cook all night long. I let it cook until I get ready to go to sleep, and then I turn it off. And then by the way, I'm not a doctor. Don't do what I do. I doctor it up. I put lots of garlic in, like cloves of garlic.
Really?
I love garlic. I put cloves of garlic. I put a jalapeno. Red pepper, chili pepper, and I just let it cook all night long.
I like that.
I like kicking up. I had a salt.
What was it? Too. Was it chili flakes that were in the last one?
Chili flakes last time.
That's good. Do we have chili flakes?
Let me check.
Ooh, let's put some hot sauce in here.
Or something,
get Dustin Poirier's
Come
hot
on,
sauce.
Any hot sauce is the best.
It's funny, the stuff I don't really know. Like, I'm on this thing, BBPC 159.
157?
That's it.
Yeah.
How did you know what I'm on?
Because BPC 157 is a very well-known peptide for like tissue repair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't used it in a couple days because you got to keep it refrigerated.
You're supposed to keep it refrigerated.
Yeah. But I'm on that. I don't even know what it does, but I shoot it every night before I go to bed. I was excited to get vaccinated. Like, I didn't even know. I didn't do any of the math.
You got excited?
I got excited. I was like, get me vaxxed, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of the math. I didn't do any research.
Any side effects?
I don't know. Maybe.
When you were...
Sometimes I drool out of this side of my mouth.
Since the vax? That's a stroke.
Nah.
Nah.
No, I noticed that my smile's not quite as straight since the vax.
That's fine.
Look, can you tell one lip's lower?
Let me see. That's your smile?
Yeah. Sometimes I get on a Zoom and I forget that they can see me and I end up going.
Do you just look at yourself? I bet you look at yourself the whole time.
Oh, I've done this where I look at my nose and go, that's so crazy. Do I have a deviated septum in the middle of a fucking Zoom?
Yeah.
In the middle of a fucking Zoom. I can't help it.
Yeah.
No, I don't do any of the research. I just listen to whatever I catch. Like cold plunge, I do it every day. I don't know what it does. I know I feel better. I sauna. I catch stuff on the internet and then I go, yeah, I'll put that in my life.
Sure.
I've done some crazy stuff. Like, my happiness journal was a crazy thing. Like, when I started doing a happiness journal, I was like, I just saw Rob Deerdeck do it.
I got a journal. I got to get into that. I want to try that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't journal?
Never. No.
You should. It helps for me with writing. It's something about, I can't type.
No, pen
to
paper.
But when I write pen to paper, my brain thinks as fast as my fingers move. And so I'm going slow. Can I tell you the most brilliant thing I thought of? Dustin Poirier's hot sauce is fucking awesome.
It's a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
What Coug.
This is Sriracha Pass.
No.
I'm going a little bit of Louisiana.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
Oh. Let's see. That was aggressive.
Here we go. Stir it with my reading glasses. Dustin Poirier is like, that's not the advertisement I wanted.
No. What do you think?
Oh, whoa. Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really good.
That's what you need. Little kick. So you think you would have sex with a lot of the population?
Yes.
But you know what's boring is just to talk about the chicks. How about the guys that you would, if you were gay? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't see men, and I guess I'm old school, but I don't see men like sexually unless they're famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like when a guy walks on a plane, I'll see things that are cool. Like Nick Thune's cool.
Yeah.
Like I'll notice cool shoes.
Yeah.
Like there was a guy at the airport yesterday.
Cool style.
I'll see guys trying too hard and that'll turn me off.
Yeah. And you see it at the airport like the most.
Yeah.
Airport, you see like, you're like, look what you did for the flight, bro. Like Jesus Christ.
I see brothers so sometimes. Much. Like if I see a black dude, dark black dude.
Oh, I thought you meant two siblings.
No. A dark black dude with yellow gold on.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, cool guy's look. Got swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, I think, I'm not going to even say, because I know that black guys don't find gay shit super fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's a couple black celebrities where I'm like, yeah, he could get me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who? Like, who?
Killer Cam. I'm just saying, he's just cool. He's got all that pink on, and next thing you know, you're like, eh.
Yeah. I'm
sure. He would not find that funny.
I don't think this will clip.
No, I don't think.
This clip won't play on his podcast.
How he's like, what if Mace was like, Killa,
yeah,
would you fuck Bert Kreischer?
He's like, yo, what?
Come on, pause. That's
way beyond pause, bro.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce cost and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Right now, if you're listening, you'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. It's a no-brainer. Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/bears, netsuite.com/bears, netsuite.com/bears. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. In therapy, I started doing a happiness journal, and I would quantify things that made me happy, and I would make time to make those things, even if I had to cram them in. For instance, making my daughter's breakfast made me happy. Getting up with the girls in the morning made me happy, even if I was hungover. I talked about it in therapy. I wrote about it in my happiness journal, and I did it every time. And I'm so happy that I quantified that happiness for me and that I got to do it so much. And I do it anytime Georgia comes home. I'm telling you when I say this, I would not have grown and known these things about myself if it wasn't for therapy. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bears today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bears.
Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find a policy to protect your family. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. There is no doubt that if you are somebody that people count on, you have to have this insurance. People are relying on you, and if you don't have a plan, you're gonna wish you had. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price, even if you already have a life Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com/bears or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/bears.
Well, I'm meeting Shaq next week.
Really? Where at?
I'm doing his podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm such a fan of Shaq's. I would not have sex with Shaq.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
Don't tell him that either.
I'm not even going to bring it up.
No, don't.
You can't even bring up like gay shit with brothers. Like they don't play that way.
No.
Like we play that way.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I love gay shit.
Speaking of basketball, we have a bracket for you.
Oh, please tell me we're going to name NBA people we would fuck.
I think it's just...
I don't even know enough people in the NBA that I'd fuck. Real quick, top five NBA guys I would have sex with. Anthony Davis.
Really?
I just saw him play the other night. LeBron, obviously. Yeah. Steph Curry, I'd be the top.
Well, those are like also great stories. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you're hanging out, you're like, you know who I just fucked?
Steph Curry.
People are like, get out of here, really? No, and then you're like, yeah, the next day I had sex with LeBron. It was fucking a wild 48 hours. Yeah.
The Greek dude, Giannis.
Yeah.
I'd have sex with him. Cool. I feel bad. I'm only having sex with black dudes.
And it's also superstars. Like, you're such a fucking...
Yeah, you know? I should get some bench riders.
Yeah, you're a social climber. It's ridiculous.
Who would we fuck? Okay, let's do... Wait. Oh, we have a bracket?
Yeah, it's a bracket.
Shut the fuck up.
March Madness, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fuck yeah. So we're going to find the most fuckable celebrity right now.
Okay, so right now, the first...
The most fuckable male celebrity.
Are you ready?
I am so fucking ready for this. First... I'm not even looking at the list.
First,
I'm putting a fucking Lucy in. I'm putting two Lucys in and drinking fucking... Come on, baby.
Let's get this going. All right. Josh Hartnett. Really good looking.
Lucky number 11.
Or like rookie Tom Brady. Not Tom Brady now. Right now, he's like super, you know, like he's so well put together.
Yeah.
It's like... He's just got drafted from Michigan. He's kind of sloppy.
I know my answer. I'm going to have to defend it.
Okay.
I feel like Tom Brady didn't always have this GOAT mentality. So if we're talking about having sex with the rookie Tom Brady, I feel like there's a lot of thirstiness in that.
Well, yeah, and also like he's got potential, but you'd have to really see it in him.
I don't think I have that eye.
But Josh Hartnett, you don't have to have the
eye. No, but I had that eye for Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
When Josh Hartnett was a young actor, I was like, this guy's going to be fucking huge. And for whatever reason, he never turned into our Tom Cruise, you know? But in the movie Lucky Number 11, I love Josh Hartnett.
He's very handsome.
He's gorgeous.
And a great actor.
He's a great actor. What was the last movie he was in? I just saw him in a movie recently.
He was in that movie, it was like a spy thing where he plays a superstar actor. That's what I just saw him in. Operation Fortune. Yeah. Russe de Guerre.
Wait, go to his IMDb. I want to see. I just saw him in a movie the other day and I was like, he was an Oppenheimer.
He was an
Oppenheimer. All right. My answer, Josh Hartnett.
All right. So that bracket is settled.
Josh Hartnett over Josh Tom Hartnett. Brady.
All right. Here's one for you. And this is really good. I don't even want you to look. So here you have to balance kind of your eye. So like, are you just about hooking up or does the who the man is influence you?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Channing Tatum.
Oh.
Which is a total hottie.
Yeah.
Or Winston Churchill.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
Oh, well, Channing Tatum and I grew up like probably 5 miles from each other.
Yeah.
So I would have so much in common.
You would. And you know that like in bed, like his body's going to be great. And, you know,
we'd have great workouts. Here's my relationship with me and Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum. We wake up. He makes a joke about like Tampa, you know? And then he goes, yeah, I was like on Dale Mabry this morning. I was like, yeah.
And then he's like, you got morning wood? Right? Like, look at mine. And like, yeah, you guys kind of.
Then we fuck. And then we go to the gym. We work out.
Yeah.
Probably get smoothies. We drive around in the car. We go shopping together. We come home. We take naps. He wakes up. We do a second workout. I mean, my lifestyle is so healthy with Channing Tatum.
Now, think about waking up with Winston.
Oh, it's so great. Soft scotch, cigar in bed, two cigars. I'm going Winston Churchill. There's no fucking way.
That's why
I'm
you got to talk
Winston
it
Churchill.
Out.
There's okay. no fucking way. Soft scotch, cigar, breakfast in bed, lay in bed for 3 hours, and getting fucked up.
Let's be honest, okay? This is true for life, yeah. And this is true for men and women. There's a million Channing Tatums. There's only one Winston Churchill. You know what I mean?
You said that. I should be on a fucking t-shirt.
Sorry, and I don't mean that as disrespect to Channing Tatum. You are a special talent.
I have already picked Josh Hartnett. Yeah. There's a million Channing Tatums, and there's one Winston Churchill. I think Channing Tatum probably doesn't know who Winston Churchill is.
Yeah.
He's probably like, why would he pick him?
Yeah. What's he look like? When he sees him, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
He doesn't even have abs.
Yeah.
Can he dance?
Mm-mm.
I can.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you're missing it.
But here's the thing. Do you want a fun night? Or you want like a fun life?
I want to be sitting with someone at the end of the night in rocking chairs overlooking a meadow with a scotch or a whiskey and another cigar. And I want to hear him telling me about the world and really enlightening me.
The conversation with Churchill is going to be...
The problem with Gandhi is that he was a savage. You can never change a savage.
There you go.
And you're like, he walked to the ocean to make salt.
Whose voice is that?
Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay.
And then this is my impression of me on at the end of the night with Channing Tatum. Gandhi? Is he a DJ? Oh, I saw DJ Gandhi. I was at Stagecoach. Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, he's badass.
Cool.
Take a look at my abs.
And you'd be like, they look great.
I'm sleeping with Winston Churchill. I'm so sorry. Channing.
He'll get over it. All right. Next one. Ooh. DK Metcalf.
He's really out of my league. So I'm I'm already leaning towards him. He's really out of my league.
Yeah. Or Hugh Jackman. Who's, by the way, so talented.
Fuck me.
Right?
Fuck me. Because you know Hugh Jackman's there for the long haul.
He's totally a loyal.
He's not just going to fuck. DK is going to get tired of me.
Yeah.
He will get tired of me. I will exhaust him.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman will make love to me.
Yeah.
And then him and I will be connected forever.
And think about this too. Like when you're kind of dozing off, Hugh Jackman's going to sing to you.
Oh, that's right.
He's got all the talent. He can dance. He can sing. He can act. He also loves to work out.
Okay, so hang on. So they'll both broaden my horizons. DK Metcalf's a very smart dude who's on the side learning ASL. Right, that's what he's doing for fun. So he's already out there. But I can't keep up with DK Metcalf because he's going to be like, yo, there's this new art exhibit. It's out in Seattle. We're going to drive out. Do you want to see it? And I'm like, I'm not really into art. And he's like, come on, man. You'd appreciate it. And then we go there, and it's just like a can of Pepsi with a piece of shit on it, and he's like, isn't that cool? And then I go, I don't get it. And he's like, no, you gotta look deeper.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman would take me to an art exhibit and he'd be like, I don't really get it either. Should we go home and fuck?
I think
I'm going Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, there it is.
Without a fucking doubt, Hugh Jackman. DK Metcalf, I'm so sorry I would not have sex with you.
Okay. Next, we have both Kelce brothers.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Hold on.
Or Ben Affleck. That's a really, really tough one.
That's so difficult.
So first of all, you're basically airtight with the Kelce bros, right? Like,
yeah.
You're just a fucking, like, spigot, right? They're just...
leaky submarine, just in the mouth, in the ass.
Yeah.
And there's
a lot of power behind these thrusts.
Oh wow. I'm gonna be fucking taking a fucking rest day. It's my Monday.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna need that cold plunge.
I think so. I've always wanted to have a brother, so I think fucking both the Kelce brothers, you'd be a part of the family and you'd get all the inside
for
jokes.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden you'd be welcomed in to them.
Yeah.
And you could hang out with they gotta get rid of their wives.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave their Taylor families. And Kelce are gone. Yeah, Jason's wife are gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so.
No, it's just you three.
But I know, but I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Their chicks kind of make them.
They're kind of great. They're kind of great. And here's the other thing.
Their chick, like, it's like Jason's
Can I tell you
a
something,
great
though?
Guy. But when you meet his wife, you're like, oh, he's a fucking solid dude.
Everybody that talks about being in these thruples, it's like, it's really tough to be enough for two people. You're always going to be dealing with Jason's gonna be like, oh, how was, I guess you spent the night with Travis last night. You know what I mean? And then you're like, dude, I fucking love you.
I might be enough for a throuple.
You think so?
I might be the perfect guy for a throuple because I'm a lot.
You are a lot.
I might have total throuple energy.
But then the question is Ben Affleck.
Oh, man. Brooding.
Yeah.
Cigarette, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Always sad. He's got the same scrolling thing I have where he's like, God, man, I want to get down tonight.
Yeah.
And then I could get a loose.
Are you sober?
No, I'm not with me.
Okay.
Not with me.
And he's just left J-Lo again.
He's lost. He's confused. Yeah. He's got a house in the hills.
Yeah.
We bump into each other at Runyon Canyon. And he's like, hey, I saw the thing that you and the other guy did with the brackets. Is that real? And I go, huh? And he goes, would you for real? And I go, yeah, I said it. And he go, hey, come hang out with me tonight. I'm off the wagon. I'm partying. But I got my shit under control. And I'm like, okay. He's like, hey, don't bring your chick. Just me and you.
You're like, yeah, of course.
And then the other pitch is me and you are at an event and the Kelsey brothers walk up shoulder to shoulder with me. And they're like, hey, we saw the thing you did with Tom. Is that real? Can we take turns on you? And I go, fuck. I'm going Ben Affleck.
The athletes are, they're too used to just getting what they want.
And yeah, and that's the other thing is they would fucking do things to me that I'd go no. And they'd be like, shut up.
Shut the fuck
just
up.
Just fuck his mouth.
Yeah.
Fuck his mouth. Jason.
I think about you like truly not being like someone overpowering you. Shut the fuck up. You know, and they just hold you down. And you're like, ugh.
That's Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Okay.
It's settled. Fucking Ben Affleck. God damn, it's Ben Affleck.
Wow. These keep getting better. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm going for another Lucy.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh!
Or Shannon Sharp. Club Shay Shay or Leo.
So glad I didn't look at this list. Okay. So, you know, one of my dreams is get Leo to do Arnie for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can climb, Gilbert.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, if I was dating him, he would definitely do Arnie for me.
He would do it for you.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Shannon Sharp, though, he's flying private everywhere he goes.
It's cool.
We could wear matching outfits.
Yeah.
With man bags.
You go to all these event, you get access. I mean, you get access with either one, but like he's actually going to sporting events, which you like.
And if you're talking body, just touching another man's body, I would want to touch Shannon Sharp's body so right. bad. I'm imagining.
You fucking hate that sentence so much.
I guess I'm never doing Club Shay Shay.
I don't think so.
By the way, a lot of people are saying he's gay right now, so he's probably like, hey, can we please stop this?
Yeah,
can we please stop this?
Yeah.
Just to feel Shannon Sharp's nipple.
Look at him here. He's 55 or 56.
Look at that fucking body. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro. That's a specimen, man.
So like if you're laying in a bed and you get to pick one dude to come and stand at the foot of your bed naked.
Yeah.
Is it Leo or Shannon Sharp? It's Shannon Sharp.
Of course.
Naked with that fucking hog.
Yeah.
Just.
And it's going to dump inside of you. Don't forget that.
I'm definitely letting Shannon Sharp to come inside me. Blowing loads and I'm going to hold it in.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to hold it in as long as I can. The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, do not forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code BEARS. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code BEARS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 and over. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
I'm so sorry, Shannon Sharp. I bet I get kicked off Shaq's podcast now. I was supposed to do 85 South. I hope this comes out after.
Okay.
Why don't black guys find this funny? I don't understand it.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
All right.
I'm going Leo.
No, you are?
I'm going Leo. I can't. I got to respect all my black friends and say that I would not have sex with Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
I would have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio.
We
do fun shit. We wear our masks out in public so no one could recognize us.
By the way, here's a guy. Don't forget, he's been living this life of like really no responsibility except like, where do you want to go? For fucking like 30, 40 years now.
Oh, like, and it's like being friends with Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Like you get up and he's like, hey, you want to take the golf cart down to Sunset? And you're like, you can ride golf carts on the street? And he's like, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And he just drives and you're like, hey. Yeah. And you know he'd bring women in every now and then into the bed with you.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, let's just.
He'd be like, you want a chick tonight? And you're like, I guess.
He's like, yeah, let's get McDonald's and fuck a chick.
You're like, okay. Pretty cool.
I'm rolling Leo. Sorry, Shannon.
All right. Odell Beckham Jr. or young Johnny Depp? It's almost the same debate. It really is as the last one.
It is. And I don't want to seem like, I don't think I've picked a black guy yet.
You have not.
And that makes me suspect.
Yeah. You still have another chance coming
up. You're talking about young Johnny Depp.
I know. That was like as good as it gets.
And you're talking about young Johnny Depp who's figuring out how to be old Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all the fun Johnny Depp. I get the learning how to play guitar Johnny Depp. I get the fucking trash
what was that
hotel.
Learning how to
learn how to play guitar.
I thought you said learning how to play the tar.
No, learning how to play guitar.
Okay.
And I get trashing hotel rooms Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I get getting into wine Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I
smoking
get
so much.
Smoking cigarettes but no cough Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I get full head of hair. Fucking sloppy in the morning, Johnny Depp.
Lots of
over
learning how to buy bracelets, you know, how to accessorize his outfits.
Versus Odell Beckham Jr., full of swag, full of style.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
Very cool.
But also,
fun dude.
I think has like, I'm sure he can't get hard unless someone's eating his ass. Like he's had nothing but.
I can't sit with a dude who can't get it up for me.
Right. Oh.
Like, I know that there'd be times he'd be looking at my body, be like, no, hang on, give me a sec. And he'd just be pumping his cock, and I'd be like, Odell, just, is that the hand you got the ball with? He's like, yeah. Stop. Can you just, can we lower the lights? Yeah, I'm going Johnny Depp. Young Johnny Depp.
Wow. Which, as a guy who's only picked whites, is an interesting lead into the next category.
Yes.
John Stamos.
Ooh.
Or Hitler. But wait, think about it though.
Wait, young Hitler? Like World War I Hitler?
No, but like things haven't really turned yet, you know? Like he just got into power.
So I got big idea Hitler.
You got big ideas and he's not yet labeled as bad as he is, you know?
Okay. Or John Stamos.
Yeah, John Stamos.
Right now, John Stamos?
Yeah, right now.
Right now, John Stamos?
Yeah. Very handsome and charming. But again, think about, you're like, man, you're going to run this whole country. What are you going to do? You know, like, he's like, I have ideas. And you're like, no, that's cool. I have ideas too.
Can I take you to Zabanka?
Yeah.
I want to show you Zabanka.
It's like lots of potential. Maybe you could write history.
You think I could fuck him out of racism?
Maybe. First time he brings it up, you're like, it's not them.
It's, yeah. It's, everyone's created equal.
There's, I know that like things are bad right now.
But what about us? They're being homosexuals right now.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's cool, man. Are you coming? I'm coming.
He's like, I still have not had an erection.
Can I tell you some secret? I'm part Jewish too.
There you go.
And I'd be like.
And then he'd be like, now you have to die.
I can't pick Hitler.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not picking you, John Stamos, because I can't pick Hitler. I'm picking you, John Stamos, because you're a well-rounded kid from Orange County who just wants to make people happy. And wow. You're gorgeous.
That's really nice.
I'm picking John Stamos over Hitler.
And Stamos gets to watch this and be like, that's cool that I got chosen over Hitler.
I bet I get a text. You should have picked Hitler.
All right. And here, oh, this one, this is right up your alley. Brad Pitt.
Oh, God damn it.
Or Killer Cam.
Man. I'm about to ruin a relationship.
Yeah. That's a tough one, huh? Just a quick reminder, there are not yet any people of color on your list.
All right. So let's break it down. If we're talking about a lover I can have a great dinner with.
Yeah.
I don't think Brad Pitt and I live adjacent lives.
No.
I think he eats clean. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke weed anymore.
I think he'll have a cocktail, a glass of wine.
No. He's sober.
He is? I didn't know.
Like square sober.
Okay.
And so like it would be cool to be with Brad Pitt at Eddie V's. Like if Rogan's at a table over there, he'd be like, oh, what's up? You're with Brad Pitt. What's up? How you doing? And then he'd be like, you know Joe Rogan? And I go, yeah, you want me to introduce you? And he'd be like, no, I'm cool. That would be nice, you know? Yeah. But if you're talking about, are we just talking fucking? Or are we thinking about possibly being a life partner with this person?
I guess it's however you want to interpret it.
I'm looking at these as long haul like relationships.
Got you.
Without a doubt, my final pick.
Yeah.
Killer Cam.
Wow.
I picked Killer Cam over Brad Pitt. I hope you appreciate that, Cameron. And I hope you find this with love. And you can pause, take it all in. Pause. But I would take Killer Cam as a lover over Brad Pitt.
I bet there's a hell fucking gnaw going on right now.
No, I bet. This would be a great pit for Killer Cam and Mace to do. Mace and Cam, do the same list. They're going to be like, who the fuck's Josh Hartnett? Winston Churchill.
All right. Now it gets interesting.
Oh, we're going second round.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to make your
picks. This is the most fuckable person.
This is for you. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. We'll do it a little faster. Hartnett or Churchill?
Okay. And once again, it goes to I think I could be a part of Josh Hartnett's second coming.
Yeah.
Pause. I think together we could both be bigger things. And I think it would be fun to grow with someone. But at the same time, you're telling me I get to fucking have sex and wake up every morning with Winston Churchill?
Yeah.
And now I got to suck his dick too.
You do have to sometimes.
So
yeah.
I've got to look over that belly and I'd be like, "Oh."
But here's the thing, at this point, you're loving the guy too. It's not just like, "Oh, this is the body."
How much sex do you think me and Winston Churchill would have?
I think twice a month tops.
Twice a month tops?
Tops.
And Josh Hartnett, we would fuck a lot.
Probably all the time, yeah. But, you know,
I think I want to be someone's boy.
Yeah.
So I'm going Winston Churchill over Josh Hartnett.
Wow. That's an incredible choice.
Yes.
And we move along to next up. Oh, this is like very like similar-ish types, but like it's really about lifestyle that you want to live. Hugh Jackman or Ben Affleck?
Oh, fuck me. Once again, Hugh Jackman's not He's a ride or die.
Yeah.
He's there for the long haul.
I think so.
Ben Affleck's going to get tired of me. I'm going to exhaust him, and I'm gonna trigger him back into his alcoholism.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bad, and then people will blame me.
They will.
And Gwyneth Paltrow and all those girls are going to start blaming me. Without a doubt, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Next up, Leonardo DiCaprio or young Johnny Depp. You can almost not tell them apart in
this way. This is almost fucking... Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's Hollywood elite.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Young Johnny Depp. And wow, this is an interesting battle. Do you want the traditionally handsome John Stamos, who you know is a good time, puts a smile on your face? He's not Hitler.
He's not Hitler.
He probably makes breakfast.
John Stamos or
Killer Cam.
Killer Cam.
Killer Cam.
Without
okay.
a doubt.
Okay.
Killer Cam, I hate to say this, buddy. You might be going to the finals.
Oh, shit. All right. And now we're in the quarterfinals.
Okay. Quarterfinals.
Churchill or Hugh Jackman?
Oh, fuck. They both have accents.
Yeah.
They're both older gentlemen. Both their boys.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill or Hugh Jackman? Winston Churchill or Hugh Jackman? Without a doubt, I'm going Hugh Jackman. We're going surfing in the mornings.
I got to tell you, that surprised everybody.
We're going surfing in the mornings. We're going to do activities. We're going to have sex.
He's much more active.
Great dinners. He's going to show me the stuff I don't know.
He is.
He's more noble than I am. And I will spend more time with him. Winston Churchill is going to die soon. Yeah. I will spend more time with him.
Okay. Young Johnny Depp or Killer Cam?
Fuck!
I know.
Now, even Killer Cam's like, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Killer Cam or young Johnny Depp? I've got a guy with amazing stories and a guy with amazing stories.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this.
Yeah.
And I still am a huge fucking fan.
Yeah.
I'm going Johnny Depp.
Young Johnny Depp.
Young Johnny Depp.
I think you saved the potential relationship here.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, it's the finals. It's the finals, dude. Who are you going to choose?
I can't believe that in my final running, I don't have great names like Winston Churchill, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I don't have great fucking names. Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
Leo. Shannon Sharpe. They're all out of the finals. I'm so shocked that they didn't make it to the finals.
This is like...
That my final choice is either Johnny Depp or Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. Or Hugh Jackman. I want you as a listener right now, very quickly, who would you get into a relationship with? Sexual relationship.
And it's young Johnny Depp.
And it's young Johnny Depp. Young Johnny Depp. We're riding motorcycles. We're going to the Viper Room.
Yeah.
We're going to the Viper Room. We're hanging out late night.
All the time.
Anthony Kiedis is there.
Yeah.
Flea. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Fucking Keith Richards shows up.
Slash comes over. Yeah.
Or we're making sourdough bread.
Yeah. It's like, what lifestyle do you want to live?
Have you ever seen The Philadelphia Story? And I'm like, what? He's like, come on, it's a great movie. It's in black and white. And I'm like, oh, I really want to watch a black and white movie. He's like, you'll really like it. Oh, I just read this great book about Truman Capote. You should read it. Or Johnny Depp smoking cigarettes. Fucking.
You're up till 5 a.m.
I just got this script, Pirates of the Caribbean. What do you think? Ladies and gentlemen, I, Bert Kreischer, would like to be in a homosexual relationship with Johnny Depp.
Wow.
With Johnny Depp.
Without
a fucking doubt. We are lifestyle adjacent. We are both from Florida. We are big fucking lovers of life. We spend money recklessly. We are victims. We've been victimized by women.
Yeah.
And we have found each other in love in a homosexual relationship. We get each other.
I thought it was going to be this time in your life, kind of more of a Hugh Jackman send-off. I was a little surprised that you went for young Johnny Depp.
I'm shocked Hugh Jackman got as far as he did.
Wow. Yeah, I'm shocked.
If you had said, Bert, who top five guys you're going to fuck? Oh, easy. Ben Affleck, Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, Killer Cam.
Killer,
And Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe, yeah.
But if you said to me, did you know that Hugh Jackman will make it to the finals? He just caught me off guard. He's a sleeper. That's why people love him. That's why he's a movie star.
The only thing that I will tell you this, you chose who you chose, and that's who you're in a relationship with now. I feel like the Hugh Jackman one, you guys would die in each other's arms.
Oh.
And I feel like Johnny Depp is going to leave you.
Mm. He won't leave me.
No.
He won't leave me. I'll always be a part of his life.
Yeah.
We may not be as close. We may see other people.
Yeah.
But we'll always be together. Hugh Jackman, you're right. He would be.
Yeah.
He would be the one
on the bedside
in hospice, coming in next to me, going, "How are we doing today?"
Yeah.
God damn it! I'm sorry, Hugh Jackman. I would love to still have sex with you. It's just I don't want to be in a relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Johnny Depp. I'm sorry, and I know you've probably heard that in casting rooms. Like Johnny Depp's the obvious choice. Hugh Jackman's a little jaded by this. I bet he's. I hope someone shows it to him. Just casually show this to him.
Yeah, just let him.
Just someone go, "Hey, have you seen that clip that the two guys, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, did?" And he's like, "I don't know who they are." I'm not sure if that's his accent.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
And be like, "Wait, they want to fuck me?" All right. Prata.
Yeah.
Johnny Full Depp's going to get this and go, "Oh, that's what I thought." I knew it. Kid still
rolls
got
one
it.
Up.
Rolls one up with one hand.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Just so you know, this can happen."
Yeah. You guys be an amazing couple.
We would, dude. We would have so much fucking fun. We really would have fun as friends. Like, if you had to do friends out of this list, who do you think would just go to the go run down the list? Who do you think you'd be best friends with?
Okay,
and you can't say fucking Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Just okay. Ready? I'm gonna name them off. You tell me who you think you'd be better friends with, real quick. Real quick. Ready? Okay. Hotnet or Brady?
Brady.
Okay. Churchill or Channing Tatum?
Tatum be easier friends.
Okay.
With.
DK or Hugh?
DK.
Okay. You're picking all the opposite ones I picked.
Okay.
Leo or Shannon Sharp? Friends.
Leo or Shannon? Friends? Leo.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I think you and Shannon Sharp would have so much in common.
Really?
Yeah, because he knows sports. You love sports. All right. Johnny Depp or Odell Beckham Jr.? Johnny Depp. I'm not going to let you pick Odell Beckham Jr. Okay. Hitler or Stamos?
Stamos.
You have so much in common.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "I own those teacups." Killer Cam and Brad Pitt.
Well, I mean,
friends.
Come on.
Hold on. You're telling me if you had an opportunity, if you got a phone call,
yeah.
and the phone call was the exact same thing said by the exact same person, by the same two people. Tom, it's Killa. Tom, it's Brad. Listen, man. I'm in a weird place in my life, and I'm reaching out to people that I like, and I want to just spend more time with.
Yeah.
I've got a trip out to Italy, Enzo Ferrari's old house in his villa. We're going to spend the night and drive Ferrari's tomorrow. I would love for you to come. Just me and you, hang out, nothing weird, just be friends. You're going to pick to do that with Brad Pitt over Killa Cam?
No, I'm not saying that. It's like pitting them against each other is like, it feels like...
Dude, Cam's the guy.
Cam would be a lot of fun.
He'd be
for sure.
So much fucking fun.
Yeah, he'd be the
and
most fun.
And you'd laugh so hard.
That's
with
true.
Cam. With Brad Pitt, I'm not certain you'd laugh.
No, you'd have a good time. You'd have a good time. You'd have fun. But with Cam, it would be like a whole other level.
It would be a whole other level. Brad Pitt's got it. He's been famous for too long. He's got to measure himself.
Yeah.
Cam's loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so out of that list of guys you just picked.
Yeah.
Just go real quick. Who could be your best friend? I'm going to name them. Okay. You picked Hartnett.
I didn't. I picked Brady.
You picked Brady, Tatum.
DK.
DK. I can't read.
We didn't even do that. We didn't even do that bracket.
I can't read it.
That's Kelsey Bros or Ben. We didn't even do that.
Oh, Kelsey Bros would be your best friend.
For sure.
Out of all those are the guys.
Yeah. That's who you'd end up being friends with.
That's who you'd be friends with.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm putting you in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, Kelsey Brothers. Bert's not going to fuck either of you.
That's right. I chose Ben Affleck over the Kelsey Brothers.
That's right.
Ben Affleck would be a cool friend.
He would be a cool friend.
I just think he's so deep. Like, I think there's a part of him that really, like, he's really fucking smart. I've seen so many clips of him talking about, like, a sobriety, number one, but talking about his life. And I just really like Ben Affleck.
I saw him one time masked up, and that's when the first time I was like, oh, the masks don't hide your identity at all.
No.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, you saw him in person?
Yeah, in person and wearing the mask. And I was like, oh, that's Ben Affleck. Just like, oh, you would think that like you're, you know, anonymous. And it's like, it's immediate. You're like, that's Ben Affleck. Yeah.
If you had to be a better friend, if you had to pick a friend, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck, who would you be friends with?
If you had to pick a friend?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Matt's a little more stable, I think.
Yeah.
I think you land on your feet at the end of every day with Matt. I think with Ben, there's some mornings where you wake up on your back like, what the fuck did we do last night?
And Matt will text you back. Yeah. You're more of a Ben Affleck guy.
I'm definitely a Ben Affleck guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are definitely a Matt Damon guy. Like, you and cool. Matt Damon would have a lot in common.
I went to his 40th birthday party. Isn't that
Matt
crazy?
Matt Damon's 40th? No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Why?
It was so random. You don't know this?
Uh-uh.
So I was doing the improv on Melrose, and I get off stage, and I go to the bathroom, and as I'm peeing, I swear I've told you this story before. Mm-mm. As I'm peeing, there's a guy standing behind me, like 8 feet away, and he goes, "Thank you." And I was like, "For what?" And I keep peeing. And he's like, "For what you just did, for putting on that, like, thank you for that." And I was like, "Oh," and it was Matt Damon. So I'm like,
"For your stand up?"
Yeah. I did a set. It was just like a 15 minute set.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh," I go, "well, that's a weird way to just be like, thank you." I just joked about it. And he's like, "No, no, you're right. You're right." And he goes, "No, that was great." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it." Wash my hands, go out into the parking lot. And there, he's there, and so is Tom Papa, who...
Oh, they were in a movie together.
And they're friends. So then Tom Papa is like, oh, you know, kind of keeps the conversation going, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, well, hey, I'm having my birthday dinner. You want to come? And I was like, where? And it's like directly across the street.
Oh, that restaurant across the street. It's a great restaurant.
So I was like, okay, sure. So I go across the street, and it's Matt, his wife, John Krasinski, Emily Blunt.
What?
Yeah, a couple other like notable people, and then me. And I'm just like,
and this is 275 Tom.
Yeah, big boy. Just, and then, you know, and Matt's so nice.
That's like, watch him eat. Hey, more calamari for the big guy. Yeah, wow, yeah. This is great.
No, but he's so nice that he's introduced me to people who have absolutely no fucking idea who I am, and he's like, he goes, he just fucking destroyed the improv. And I was just like, oh. And then they would go, cool.
That's it?
Well, what are they supposed to say? They're like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We're at Matt's birthday dinner. Who the fuck are you? And so, yeah, I mean, you know, we just, whatever. We had dinner. Everybody was super nice. I tapped out early.
Really?
Like, yeah.
You're just like, yeah, I got another spot over the store.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
What's Emily Krasinski like? Or Emily Krakauer? What's her name?
Blunt?
Yeah. What's Emily Blunt like?
They were all super sweet.
I heard she's the motherfucker. Really? I heard she is the coolest person in Hollywood.
They were, I mean, you know, it was a dinner. They were
very
nice.
Secret time stories about Emily Blunt. I've heard secret time stories I can't divulge where I heard.
Yeah.
Where she goes to big celebrities and makes them human.
Really?
To everyone. Like, she goes in totally unfazed by the whole fucking
celebrity
thing.
She's pretty famous.
No, but even at the time, she's famous. She's not like famous, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. She's super
I thought only I knew who she was.
Emily Blunt?
She's married to John Krasinski.
I know.
But like, John Krasinski is but famous, but he's not like, okay, I mean this with love. I hope they hear this with love. Okay. He's like a regular guy actor. Like, he's okay. Not like a, and yeah. He's, I know he's like, he does big things and he's been in big things, but he's also like an approachable actor. He's not like he's not like Johnny Depp.
Right, right. You could walk up to him. I get what you're saying.
If I saw him, I'd go, oh, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
Like, okay. But like there's, maybe it's because he was in the last generation of sitcom that I find him approachable.
Totally.
You know? Yeah. But like, she married a regular guy. It's gotcha. Like Dax Shepard's a regular fucking guy.
Right.
Like, yes, he is a celebrity, but in the world of celebrity, he's also a bro.
Approachable.
And there are actors that are not. Leo's not a bro.
He's not approachable.
But I hear Emily Blunt goes.
Matt's approachable.
Matt Damon's approachable?
I think so.
Really?
I do think so. I think he's very regular guy energy, especially in person. Like, when in person, you go, that's Matt Damon, but you realize that he's very down to earth. Yes.
Is he the kind of guy that wears cool hats or just a hat because he needs a hat?
Just whatever.
No, I fucking hate those people.
Yeah. That's such a weird thing
like
to
my
say.
Hat's part of my outfit.
No, I think he's just throwing one on.
He just goes, it's like, you're like, oh, you play golf? And he's like, I don't even know what hat this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's very, like, for real cool.
God damn it. I don't have anything like that. I saw Chris Robinson from Black Crows.
Yeah.
And I made a fool out of myself.
Yeah, of course you did. Tell me.
Oh, it was so bad.
Where was it?
It's at Dan Tana's.
Uh-huh.
And I was with a guy named Chris.
Mm-hmm. Did you make that a big deal? You're both named Chris?
I'm worse than that.
Oh, God.
I was with a guy named Chris. I know that he's friends with Chris Porter, and his name happens to be Chris Robinson.
Your friend's name?
Chris Robinson's name happens to be Chris Robinson, but I'm also with a Chris.
Yeah.
And I know that he's good friends with Chris Porter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I walk up to him and I go, hey, man, huge fan. I know Chris. Now, I have so many Chris's in my head right now. And he goes, really, Chris who? And I went, Chris Robinson. And he was like, I'm Chris Robinson. And I was like, no, Chris, hold on. It's a comedian. And he goes, Chris, that's a comedian? And I went, God damn it, you're friends with him. And he went, Chris Porter? And I went, that's him. And he went, you know Chris Porter? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, cool. And I was like, cool. And I just walked away. It was so bad. It was so bad. I should call Whitney. Whitney posted it. It was so bad.
She posted it.
She recorded me. Hey, Siri, call Whitney Cummings. It was so bad. God damn it, you Siri, you fucking dirty whore.
Do you ever type?
No, I can't see.
You have glasses right there.
I know. Whitney. Okay. It was so bad. Here's the worst part.
Are you FaceTiming her?
Yeah, I'm FaceTiming her. Here's the worst part.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop it. And Whitney saw me not be able to stop it. She saw me go, it's happening. She's like, what? And I go, there's Chris Robinson. I'm going to go say hi. And she goes, don't. And I went, no, it's already started. And I couldn't, Tom, my feet were already walking. And she was like, what are you doing? And I just fucking, she's not answering. She does have a child. I went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Uh-huh.
By the way, such an epic fucking band.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Such an epic fucking band.
Mm-hmm.
At the Forum. I'm at the Forum May 11th for Netflix is a Joke. I'm the only comedian that's going to be there the whole week.
That's not true.
There's a couple other ones.
But I'll be there May 9th.
A bunch of tax evaders.
May 9th.
May 9th. Tom will also be at the Forum. But that's the only tickets you can get now. They're all the ones are already there. They capped it, and they're not selling any more tickets for the Tom Brady roast or the Tony Hinchcliffe
none of it.
Party or the fucking Shane Gillis fucking free-for-all Bud Light Fest. None of those things. They're all capped them. They said bottom bowl only. Only Tom and Burkett to sell top bowl.
Okay.
May 11th. Go to NetflixIsAJoke.com.
Got you. Oh.
Hold on. I'm not done. What?
5K.
Oh!
5K by May.
Oh, we should announce that.
The 5K is going down. It's going to be...
in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
May 7th.
Tuesday, May 7th. Go to 2bears5k.com. The number 2, the word bears, 5k.com. 2bears5k.com.
And we will have, and we should have, and I'm going to put this out there, and I know that we're still working on it. We should have... for those of you who can't come out to Los Angeles that week to see me and Tom perform at the Forum on separate nights and run the 5K, make a week of it. Make a fucking week of it. Treat yourself to a fucking week.
Yes.
Pour yourself a glass of Porosos.
I will say this, though, too. What? If you are thinking about doing the 5K and you're going to sign up, you should sign up immediately because they're going to actually have to cap how many people we can have.
Yes. And we've got huge celebrities coming out.
Yes.
Jelly Roll is going to be there. Shane Gillis is running it. Tim Dillon.
Stavi.
Cameron Haynes.
Michelle Wolf.
Mark Norman.
Yes.
Big J. Everyone's going to... every comic's going to be there. We're going to have a fucking blast. We're going to have a big party afterwards. Lots of booze. Tom and I are at the Forum that week. We will also have an online component. So if you want to run this at home with us,
yes,
you got to do it with us. I think we're gonna have a live stream. Hopefully, we can put it up on Netflix.
You
got
to get up early, May 7th.
Yeah, May 7th. You got to get there, and you can do it on the treadmill, and we'll get you a shirt. You can sign up online. There will be an online component because, like I said, when we started this, we wanted this to be a communal thing. We love seeing your posts about you running. Both Tom and I are running to try to make sure that. I don't know. By the way, I was told by the because we've teamed up with Spartan Race. To help promote this, to help do this, because they know how to run a race. And I said to Spartan Race, I'm going to run it in 26 minutes.
That's your time you're going for?
Every minute over, I'm going to donate $1,000 to a charity. And they said that is a horrific idea because people will be tackling you to make you donate money.
Oh, and I don't think you have to worry about the tackling.
And so I was like, but I don't want people stopping me.
No,
I don't
want
to take pictures. So we don't know if we're going to do the charity event.
But that's your goal time?
My goal time is 26 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes and 30 seconds a mile.
But didn't you say that you...
I'm having a hard time getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time getting there. Especially, I just hurt my back doing the 24.1.
But wait, aren't you running like a 9.5 minute mile?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that your sustained pace?
8 minutes and 30 seconds is my sustained pace for the 5K.
No. What are you capable? Like, what are you?
Right now?
Yeah.
9 minutes.
You're running 9 minutes for 3 miles?
No. 9 minutes and 30 seconds probably.
For 3 miles?
Yeah. When Vegas, I did not.
No, I know that.
I'm
wondering if this is just another Burt claim.
Listen, they're all Burt claims.
Okay.
My entire life is Burt claims. My daughters don't believe anything I've ever done. My daughters don't believe I was bit by a bat. They don't think I won the Florida State Regatta. There's a lot of things my daughters go, oh, this is another Burt story.
Yeah.
I told them about heliskiing in Switzerland, and they were like, okay, Dad, you got on a helicopter. Sure. I was like, that's not the most unbelievable part of the story, you fucking idiots. So, but yes, 5K by May.
Okay.
And it's happening.
And your goal is 8.5 minute miles.
8.5 minute miles.
Okay.
I'm going to be fucking slick by then.
Okay.
Dude, I got perfect blood work.
I heard.
I can't stop bringing it up. Can I tell you a little sidebar? And I didn't mention this last episode. And this is what's crazy. And I want to put this out. Have you ever had a post that does well? And you kind of go back to Instagram and check and go, oh, wow, it's at 1 million views. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And you get this feeling of accomplishment that you created a product that the people are responding to.
Sure.
I had that feeling when I got good blood work. I wanted to post about it. I wanted to text people that I got good blood work. But then I was like, I think you're just supposed to be healthy. Like,
right.
I wanted to share it because I was so happy.
You're proud of it.
I was proud. I really put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Guys, if you don't have a cardiologist, get a cardiologist right now. I'm going to have my cardiologist on my podcast to talk about it because it is totally avoidable. Having a stroke or a heart attack is totally avoidable. You can get in front of it. You can get on medications. You can have someone monitor you. You can get on a dietary program.
Hey, lifestyle choices.
Lifestyle choices. And listen, if I'm sitting here drinking bone broth and drinking Liquid Death, by the way, my other thing is I murder. If I drink, I murder 4 Liquid Deaths right before I go to bed.
You do?
Murder them. And I feel like $1 million the next day.
Sure.
5K, 2bears5k.com, Tuesday, May 7th in Los Angeles.
We'll announce the location soon.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a fucking blast.
Location meaning specifically, we're looking at two places.
We're looking at two places. One I really want. The second one would be cool as fucking shit.
By the time you see this, it'll probably be on the website.
It'll already be announced that we're doing it at the Rose Bowl. Yeah. So, so keep that in. So I go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Uh-huh.
Now, as a guy who lives in Los Angeles and didn't forsake his city for tax breaks, I really got to feel a quintessential LA band playing in LA.
Mm-hmm.
For LA people, like when they play Californication, like you really like it was the coolest fucking thing. It gets even cooler, right?
Okay.
So I hit up the people at the forum. They took care of the tickets. Me, my daughter, one of her friends, and Leanne. My Isla's friend does not know that I'm a comedian. Does not know anything. We just prefaced it like we're gonna take a separate entrance.
Yeah.
Before the show with Kevin Klein, you remember Kevin Klein?
Yeah.
Kevin Klein does K Rock now.
Yeah.
And but we've known Kevin Klein for fucking 22 years.
Yeah.
A good long time friend. Followed him down to San Diego. Like I was when he was up in North California.
Yeah.
I've done his show forever. I see him and I get so excited that a guy I know is on stage bringing on the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I start to record him from my seat. I'm like, shit, it's Kevin Klein, right? It's my friend.
Yeah.
A guy I really know. And then he says, before I bring up the Red Hot Chili Peppers, ladies and gentlemen, the machine is in the building. Burt Kreischer, where are you? Place goes fucking nuts. I get chill bumps like crazy. I'm like, shut the fuck up. That's me. I was like, he knows you? I'm like, I fucking really know him. And I stand up. I rip my shirt up like this, just lift it up. And place goes nuts. Now, not everyone's in there, but the place goes nuts. Like people on the floor, lights are totally up. So people see me. It's really fun. Really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then Red Hot Chili Peppers goes on. And you know this is my energy. I'm a Jumbotron motherfucker. I went to those fucking Rams games just to get on the Jumbotron. I swear to God, I'm an old school 1980s kid. Getting on the Jumbotron was a big fucking deal. They do their whole set, encore, hop off stage. Everyone's cheering, waiting for them to come back. Come on. Yes, yeah. Right? And the fucking Jumbotron cuts to me in a pure moment of joy like this. High as fuck, fucking 3 drinks in, smile ear to ear. I see myself on the Jumbotron, whoom, right? Find my camera, whoom, stand up, shirt off, place goes fucking bananas. Now, I have been in arenas and taken my shirt off. This was different. Mm-hmm. This was like seeing a hard dick in a locker room. Like everyone's like, shut the fuck up. It was so fucking awesome. Such a crazy, that when I sat down, I was shaking, and I thought to myself, if you had told me in 1986 when I first got the fucking Mother's Milk album, and I listened to Uplift Party Mofo or whatever the fucking their first, if you had told me as a fucking sophomore in high school that I would be at a show at 50 with my kid and my wife, and the camera would cut to me at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, and I would be the, like, whom I fucking, it was like, life goal accomplished. I am done.
Yeah.
And then they came in, they came out with their shirts off. I don't think it was because of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they came out shirts off, fucking jacked. Flea walked out on his hands. The best fucking show I've seen live. And then real quick, I know we got to wrap this up, yeah, but we ended up doing this last night. Me and Leanne did this last night. And I want to put this to you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It was an amazing concert. It was an amazing concert. Best performer you ever saw live in a concert. Best performer you ever saw live. I'll start so that you have time to think.
Okay.
1998, I go to see. Now, mind you, I also told the story about when me and you did a podcast and I told you I saw Smashing Pumpkins open for Nirvana and I couldn't tell you if it was real. And yeah, we talked about the whole idea.
Sure, is that
real? And does it matter if it's real? If you believe it, does it matter if it has to be real? It's an old podcast clip. You got to go find it. The point was, we called my friend and it turns out I did see Smashing Pumpkins open for Nirvana. That's not the best performance I've ever seen. Hands down. Best performance I've ever seen, 1998, Giant Stadium. A dude opens for Dave Matthews, and I'm kind of familiar. I know he's got a hit song and he's got a new album out,
yeah,
but I'm kind of familiar. They're not selling beer at Dodger at Giant Stadium. For whatever reason, there was no alcohol served, and I didn't know that. I am stone sober, and this dude runs out on stage and down a ramp, slides out on his feet down the ramp, and bangs out his album Odelay. It was fucking Beck. The best show I've ever seen. Wow. Live. Beck, without a doubt, he performed for a half full Giant Stadium, and it was like they were there to see him, and I was blown away. Hands down, stone sober, one of the best performers I've ever seen. So I put the question
Jesus.
To you.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, holy shit, like that performance, you know, because like I'm going through like the Rolodex of like who I saw like over the, like, you know, I remember seeing like Arrested Development. Remember that band? Like that show was, I saw that show in like 1993. And then I remember seeing, I saw Pearl Jam. I saw Aretha Franklin.
I'm going to see Pearl Jam in like 2 weeks.
It's a good show. Aretha Franklin. I saw a lot, you know, at a smaller venue. And then I'm trying to think, like, recently, who did I see that was like, I remember I saw the show, dude. I told you that Peter Gabriel show was the most mind-blowing show I've ever seen because he's like a big visual art fan. So like you're looking at the stage and there's just like actual art exhibits that move and to the music.
Yeah.
And every single one is a new setup. So that was like an incredible show. But it has to be like a fucking band.
The dudes that opened for Red Hot Chili Peppers, the name of the band is called Alex Sucks. And they come out, and I had this moment where I couldn't tell if the lead singer was too much brand in front of art. I couldn't tell if it was like too much of a look.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm with Isla, and I go on his Instagram, and I hit his Instagram, and I realize this dude's the real fucking deal. And by the end of his fucking set, I was in love with him. I was in love with him. I followed him. I DM'd him. I was like, dude, you're the fucking shit.
Ed Sheeran was an incredible performer.
Oh my God. I saw Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I saw him live. That was incredible.
He's fucking incredible.
You know who also was a great like performer too? Was Chris Robinson. Like seeing them in concert. I saw Black Crowes.
I saw Black Crowes once.
They were great. He was great. I don't know. I guess there's not the one that stands out like the way you described the Beck one, but I do think that Ed Sheeran like performance is an incredible performance.
The one of the coolest
unexpected too, because I didn't go into it like, oh, I'm going to, like, this is somebody I regularly, so it surprised me.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta say that U2 at the Sphere was the one of the coolest things I've ever done in my entire life. But that's the event is more. The coolest thing that I've ever gotten privileged enough to do, like, and this is like a celebrity thing, was when we, I think, I'm sure I told you this, when we went to see Dead Ahead.
I saw DMX.
You saw DMX?
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Wait, DMX and like delivered top to bottom, shirt off, sweating, hitting an asthma inhaler?
And fucking chain link fence around his neck and like, crazy performance.
Where was it?
Charlotte. Yeah.
When, how old?
It was 1999 or 2000. It was him. It was... Method Man, Red Man, and Jay-Z.
Hold on. Is this the fucking tour they did up in Smoke's tour?
No, Hard Knock
Life Tour.
Yeah, yeah. I was at night one.
You went to the Hard Knock Life Tour?
And I saw Method Man like fly over the crowd and someone snatched his chain. Snatched it right off of him. Yeah.
Wait, Method Man, Red Man, DMX, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
This was
opening
like,
night.
This is.
Yeah, that was crazy. At an arena. I think it was like the first time that like hip hop was doing like an arena tour.
I saw that documentary.
Yeah.
I watched the documentary and thought how amazing would that have showed to have been at.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And DMX was fucking wild. Because Method Man and Red Man, it was like, yeah, it's cool. Like you're playing this is the knock on hip hop shows sometimes, is that like a verse of the song you want to hear, and then the DJ just like flips it to another beat and they do the other and you're like, that's it? They just do like one verse and they move on. But DMX put on a show. Yeah.
Hey, can you pull up a picture? They have to have pictures of that show. Charlotte.
Hard Knock Life Tour. Yeah.
Because this, I don't think enough people realize what an absolute performer DMX was.
Charlotte. Yeah.
Oh, there wow. You go. This is when the throwback jerseys were in.
Oh, yeah.
This is the jersey time. Jay-Z's got the big leather jacket.
Yeah, 1999, dude.
I bet Meek Mill was there.
There it is. February 27th, 99, Hard Knock Life Tour kicked off in Charlotte. Yeah, we went to that shit.
God damn it. What was the audience like? Was it predominantly black?
Probably majority black, but not like 99%.
I always wonder about those hip hop shows, if it's a hard ticket to sell, because I guess technically you want to sell to all your fans, but I wonder if there's fans that are like, yeah, I'm not going to go to the Naughty by Nature show.
I don't know, man. I mean,
I've never been to a hip hop show.
Really?
Concert. Never been to a hip hop concert.
Yeah, that show was, I mean, it's Charlotte too. So yeah, it was pretty black, but it was, mixed.
One of the coolest experiences I ever had. And I would like to do this more. If I had like unlimited funds, I would do this like for my friends and family.
Yeah.
But when we went to Mexico and to the Dead Ahead concert,
yeah,
they said to us, hey, would you like to see Goose perform? Their acoustic band, Rebelo. Would you like to see them perform at the hotel? I was like, what? And they're like, they're going to do like a little pop-up show for us. It was me and like 25 people. And they were like, yeah, grab a seat. And so I just grabbed a seat from here to there, just sat right in front of them. And they started playing and I started sobbing, crying. And I was like crying. And the lead singer, Rick's like, hey, what's up with your sunglasses? Because I had sunglasses on inside. And I was like, I'm fucking crying, asshole. And he was like, oh, this is awkward. But that was one of the cooler things I've ever done. And I would like to do that. If you could do that for one artist. Okay, you ready? Oh, can I tell you a great surprise gift for Christina?
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm fucking good at this. You should get Frank Black and the Pixies to play acoustic at her birthday party.
I've thought about booking them before.
That would be
crazy. Fucking,
have you ever seen them sing on Tiny Desk? It's the best.
I didn't see the Tiny Desk. I've seen other footage.
We can edit this out, or we can play it, or we can do whatever. Just play. Can you put in Tiny Desk Blue and Green? Tiny Desk Blue and Green. I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. Green and Blues. Tom, just put your headsets on. This would be Christina's birthday present. Okay.
Okay.
Imagine how hard she'd be sobbing, crying. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. This is a great fucking present. And by the way, Frank Black's I follow him on Instagram. He follows me and he DM'd me. And by the way, I'm going to this fucking birthday party.
Which one?
Hers, where you're playing the Pixies.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. I'm drinking tonight hard.
I've thought of doing this before, you know that.
Watch this. He's the bald guy. He was a good-looking younger dude, too. Oh, this is a badass song. I'm not together and you know it's true. My bits all wander in the trees. And if I ever seem a little strange, would you excuse? God, he's good.
said I'm human, but you know I lied. I'm only visiting this shore.
Is this not badass?
That's great.
I'll soon be leaving in the out tide. I pray again we will meet.
I'm drinking hard tonight, Tommy.
Yeah?
I'm wasting your time just talking.
I just came up with a brilliant idea. I just came up with a brilliant idea.
What's your idea?
I know what we're doing for our birthdays today, this year.
Our birthdays?
Our birthdays this year.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
So it's a gift to each other, okay, but for the fans.
Okay.
For our birthdays, we will throw a live stream birthday party for each other. Okay?
Okay.
We will, and we'll, same as we always do a live stream, as we, as like a paid event, and I will hire a band for you to play at it. So it'll stream live and people can listen and watch the band, and then you'll hire a band for me.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's fun.
And then that way everyone can enjoy it. Can you imagine how great is that Tiny Desk concert?
It's awesome.
That's fucking amazing.
Tiny Desk is the
shit. That's a great present. It's got to be a pricey present.
No, no.
But for Christine,
I looked into it.
You did?
Yeah. Specifically with them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was the price point? I know what Dwight Yoakam costs.
I'll tell you later.
I can tell you what Dwight Yoakam costs.
I bet you can.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, they're
really aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Frank Black would be like, give us a discount?
No. No. No.
Who do you think we'd get a discount for? I bet we could get Goose. Oh, get me Goose for my birthday.
Okay.
And then watch me cry. Just have a Burt cry cam.
Yeah.
And just have them sing songs to make me cry harder.
Well, the problem though, if you do the band's gonna be like, oh, are you streaming our concert?
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. That just blew up in my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, who would you get if I was going to get you a band to play for your birthday? Who would you want?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Really. I either want Wilco, Goose, Widespread Panic. Those would be my three bands that I would be like. You can't get Widespread Panic; it's going to be too much. Wilco would be too much. He used to do $25,000. He used to do living room shows where he'd perform in people's living room for $25,000.
Yeah,
and then he would give the money to charity.
That's pretty cool.
That's badass. I bet we get Goose for a good price point. I bet we get a discount, friends and family, from them.
You think so?
I know I could. I say that I know I could, but I bet I could.
You bet you could.
I kind of could.
Maybe. Maybe don't say that, you know, they'll give you a discount.
Hey, guys, they're not listening to this. They don't fucking watch podcasts. They read books.
Okay.
They're fucking musicians. They don't fucking, you think they're watching Two Bears?
No, I don't think so. But I think someone can clip this and be like, you see this guy saying you're a fucking discount rate?
You know I love you guys.
Yeah.
Who would you want? Think about it. Like Scarface did a great Tiny Desk.
I bet a Nas show would be incredible. That would be awesome to watch.
Yeah. Nas would be badass.
Yeah.
Mos Def.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Mos Def would be, or Yasir Bin Bey.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't fucking know.
Who would like sing though, that I would like want to hear sing?
Sing?
Yeah.
That's a great.
I want someone soulful.
Okay, go to Tiny Desk and see who the top viewed Tiny Desk is. Because Jeezy just did it.
Hold on, can they do it by?
Oh, have you seen?
You hit videos, then it's like, oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, hold on.
Oh, Macklemore is huge. It'd be hard to get.
All right. Scroll a little more.
Or Mac Miller.
Jesus, look at these fucking view counts.
Yeah, I know. I talked to
Alicia Keys. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
That's soulful. That's what I mean.
T-Pain.
T-Pain would be unfucking real.
I can get T-Pain on the friends and family discount. Let me call him.
Okay.
You ready?
You're calling him?
Calling him.
This is unbelievable.
T.
Scroll down. Okay, keep going.
All right, FaceTime and T-Pain.
Erykah Badu, that'd be cool.
Erykah Badu would be fucking awesome.
Keep going. Ooh, these fucking, what is it? How do you say this on the left?
Oh, they're fucking great.
I've been listening to them. I don't even know how to say the name.
They're fucking awesome.
I have albums on my phone. I don't even know how to say the name. How do you say it? Karun, what?
why don't we just start a fucking show called Large Desk and just get hire these bands? They're all, I bet they all do it for free. T-Pain didn't answer.
We are looking at how to pronounce Dee's name, as well as how to say more interesting and often confusing names from music as well, so make sure to stay tuned. This is the name of a musical trio from Houston, Texas. How do you say it? Krungbin.
Krungbin.
Krungbin. So I learned that I'm a big fan of Krungbin.
Krungbin's
I've listened to like
awesome.
Multiple albums now, and I did not know how to say their name.
I've never said, I thought it was Krungbin.
And also, I don't even know what they look like. That's them.
Wait, play. I want to see what they look like. Hey, can you play the? Let's see what song they open with. Oh yeah, I know this song.
That's them. Yeah, they
drink tea.
They're the shit, though, dude. Oh, I would book that concert in a second.
Krungbin.
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 Yeah,
they're fucking badass. Krungbin's really good.
Okay, book that for my show.
Okay. Krungbin for your birthday present.
All right. I'm in.
Krungbin, listen.
Krungbin, we'd like to book you for my birthday.
Krungbin has no interest in fame. They're just like actual artists. And they're like, we'll do it for free.
No, they won't.
Krungbin, hit us up. Krungbin.
We'll hit you up. And you want either Widespread Panic or Wilco or Goose?
I'll tell you what I really like. If you can get, I would like, here's the deal. I would like Jeff Tweedy. I don't need all of Wilco. I just need Jeff Tweedy. Acoustic. One guitar. Goose, I want a Reblo. I want their acoustic band. They don't have a drummer right now. So,
okay.
But I want to pick the set list. That's the other thing. I want to pick the set list. Like, I want to tell them that's where it gets a little complicated.
For all these bands?
By the way, I'll tell you this. If you want to hire me for a private party,
yeah,
I will do it. You have to pick the set list, though.
Because
I don't want to fucking work on new material in a living room full of people.
Yeah.
But if you say, Bert, we'd like to hire you for a private party. And I've never done privates. I'm not good at them. But I could be really good at them if you were like, here's the set list we want you to do. Can you do all these jokes?
Yeah.
And on the machine. And so I'd be like, yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I left her deodorant in the refrigerator. I could fucking do it in my sleep. Yeah. That's what I would want. I would want to pick my set list from
them. There you go.
And then I have a couple covers. Like I know that for Goose, I told them I wanted them to play the Elvis song.
Yeah.
Well, you never been to
Did they play it?
Dum, 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 but I've been to Oklahoma.
They played your song?
No, they didn't. Okay. I told him I said that would be cool. Yeah.
All right. 5K.
We don't even, by the way, Tom, we don't even need to do it for a live stream.
No, and we shouldn't
just,
do it for
We should do it just on the on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Bert and Johnny Depp?
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
You guys look so cute together.
We set up the band right here, Tom.
Yeah.
We set the band right here and we just do it for an episode.
That'd be awesome.
It'll be a surprise episode.
I like the
Krungbin.
Idea. Krungbin, yes.
And then I would like either Goose or Wilco. Either Goose or Wilco.
Okay.
I'd be dead honest with you.
Yeah.
I think I'm more in a Goose phase right now.
Yeah.
We'll get Goose to play live here.
Okay.
Goose to play live.
How many band members?
Three.
Okay.
Three.
Look at you guys. Three. Look at you guys.
Who's that? Doug Stanhope?
That's you and Johnny Depp.
How did you draw these? Who drew these?
That's Chad. He's fucking unreal, dude.
That doesn't look like me.
Well, he's just learned. He did it in 2 seconds, man.
That looks looks like Booger from fucking Revenge of the Nerds.
Come on, Chad. You got to do better than that. All right. 2bears5k.com.
Yep.
The fucking thing, 5K, is Tuesday, May 7th. Is it going to be in L.A.? So book your travel. But we hope you come with us. We hope you run with us. If you can't, you can run online with us. And that's it.
I love you.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave.